Hello, beautiful sacred leader. Today I am sharing with you the next three principles of sacred leadership. So to recap, one, I am powerful. I am a powerful creator and so is everyone else. Two, sacred leaders live by their vision. I think that's the one that's like really, truly important right now. And I'll dive deeper into it in another share, possibly on Voxer. Three, sacred leaders create from a place of possibility. So now four, five, and six. Number four, every problem comes with its unique solution. Sacred leadership is a commitment to redesign so that the solution can become apparent. So every problem comes with its unique solution is based on a universal law of polarity. Universal law of polarity says that nothing exists just one-sided. Nothing exists without its other side. So light cannot exist without darkness. And I know we are moving into the world where polarity is no longer necessary, but that's not going to happen for any foreseeable future. So if you are wishing and hoping and praying for the world based on unified being that where polarity doesn't exist, set yourself up for success in this lifetime, knowing that it may not happen this lifetime. So law of polarity is a very powerful law that actually opens up a space of possibility. So light cannot exist without darkness. We are transcending darkness, and to the level to which we can transcend and heal the darkness, the level to which we can be open to receive the light. The level to which we heal our wounds and past trauma and limitation is the level to which we can open to the next, like a whole new elevation into new frequency. So one doesn't exist without the other. Even with money, I've used this with money on a regular basis. Lack of money cannot exist without its abundance. So whenever I see lack somewhere, I say, well, the only reason why I see the lack is because I am aware of it. If I'm aware of lack, L-A-C-K, the other side must be here. It cannot exist with one side cannot exist without the other. There is no left without right. There is no up without down, right? So look at it from that perspective. And from that perspective, there is no problem or challenge that shows up in our life without a solution coming with it. They come in pairs. They must, based on law of polarity, which is a universal law, period. There is no questioning or disproving it. It just is. So based on that law, every single time we are facing a challenge, a problem, something we get to solve, shifting into, well, the solution must be here. It must be. It must be here. It must be, otherwise I wouldn't be aware of the problem. The only reason why I'm aware of the problem is because the solution came with it. There is that polarity, and I am just focusing on one side of it. And with this principle, we can shift into, well, then the solution must be here. I'm not avoiding the problem, but I'm going to focus on seeing the solution. What is the solution? What is the unique solution? That's a higher level of sacred leadership as well. It's not the same old solution that maybe you have used in the past. It's a unique solution to this problem in this moment at this time. And that solution might be an opening to something completely new in your life that otherwise wouldn't have existed. So every problem comes with its unique solution. Sacred leadership is a commitment to redesign so that the solution can become apparent. I am going to redesign how I see myself, how I show up, who I am, so I can be the person who sees the solution. The solution is already there. I get to be who I get to be to see it. And if I'm not seeing it yet, I just haven't redesigned to be the person who will see it. That's all it is. Isn't there so much freedom in that? Okay, so that's number four. I could create a whole masterclass just about that. But for now, we'll leave it at that. Five, sacred leaders choose to be the calm in the storm and stand for all to see the gift in any situation. Sacred leaders choose to be the calm in the storm and stand for all to see the gift in any situation. Okay, so I can already hear some of you say, oh my God, like, I don't want to be the peacemaker any longer. It's not about that. This particular principle refers to being a pillar, being somebody who doesn't get dragged by the drama, being somebody who doesn't get stolen. I love using this phrase this way, stolen by the energy of the chaos. Sacred leader stands in the middle of the chaos and says, wow, what is the gift? What is the possibility here? What is this situation, this chaos, providing us information about that we can use in some way to create something that otherwise wouldn't have existed? So sacred leaders, another way to say it, actually don't avoid a conflict, don't avoid the chaos. They choose to stand in it and not to be a peacemaker. So don't hear that either, okay? Sacred leaders choose to be the pillar, the rock, the one, the beacon of light in the middle of a chaos and say, not be stolen by it, but it's another way to see it, rise up above it energetically and say, wow, how about we focus on what is working here? How about we focus on the possibility of what we are creating? And this is outside of just you. This is whatever realm you are overseeing, creating, or managing at a time. So sacred leaders choose to be the calm in the storm and stand for all to see the gift in any situation. Number five, there are many opportunities to misconstrue this one. And in the old paradigm, somebody could read this and say, oh, am I the peacemaker pleasing everybody? Aren't I supposed to be avoiding the chaos? Because that's the old paradigm. I actually don't believe that. I believe that we stand in the middle of it and raise the frequency. So those who are willing to rise up above the chaos so the chaos can no longer exist, those are the ones who need somebody to stand there and show them what's possible. Meaning, hey, here I am, here is the chaos. I don't have to be taken by it. I mean, that's the easiest way for me to explain. Like, imagine visual where you throw yourself in the middle of a chaos or you cause it, and then you are thrown around by it. Emotionally, mentally, you are just like thrown around by it, and it affects you, and it breaks you down, and it takes your energy, and no. Sacred leader chooses to stand in chaos and be the one who raises the frequency so we can see from like a 30,000 foot view, say, wow, this is amazing. Look at this chaos. What is this really about? What is this chaos really about? What is it showing us? What is it showing us that we get to transmute? What is it showing us that we get to look at and be with in a whole new way? And then be the one who takes a risk to call others forward to seeing this other way. So hopefully this supports you in seeing it differently. Okay. And number six, this is one of my favorites. They're all my favorite because they all show me a new way to be in the world constantly. Even if I read the same principle over and over, I'm like, oh, something new opens up in it for me. Like, I will make a new decision in a new way because of it, which is my intention for you to have these 12 principles so you can have something to lean into. Okay, so number six, energy seeks expansion. Energy seeks expansion. Again, this is a universal law. Nothing ever dies. Everything transmutes and expands, and the energy and changes the form, right? So energy changes the form, and energy always, always seeks expansion. Energy doesn't actually, diminishing energy is not really diminishing energy. It's just the way we've been playing with it in a way that it doesn't work. Energy always seeks expansion. The energy doesn't care what it expands whatever it flows through. So that's how somebody who might have a greedy streak will get money and then be more greedy. Or somebody who is a victim, no matter how much money they have, they'll always be a victim. Somebody who is doesn't see themselves as lovable, they could be in the best relationship and the super loved, and they just will not see that they are loved ever. So energy expands whatever it flows through, and it doesn't discriminate, it doesn't care, it just expands. That's all it wants to do. So principle number six, energy seeks expansion. I allow it to flow through me and expand to be an ever bigger space for it. What do I mean by that? Very often people actually shrink themselves to shrink the amount of energy that flows through them. When we feel overwhelmed, it's because we, and this is not an absolute statement, one of the ways, one of the things that's happening, when we feel overwhelmed, we are not expanding to the level to which the energy wants to flow through us. There is something coming, wanting to come through us, and it's showing up in a physical world in a certain way. And if we feel overwhelmed because we're not willing to expand to hold a space for it, so we feel overwhelmed. This is true for emotion, energy, things that are for you to handle right now, like things on your plate. It's because we've asked for a certain expansion, and when it showed up in the energetic form wanting us to take on more, we actually said, no, I'm not going to expand. I am going to stay the way I am. This is my comfort zone. And now we feel overwhelmed. So energy seeks expansion, and I allow it to flow through me and expand to be ever bigger space for it. I allow myself to be the vessel for the energy to the level to which I've requested it flows. So people have a vision, people have a request, like I want more money, but they're not willing to expand who they are to have that money flow in. And then they'll maybe given an opportunity and they get overwhelmed by it, but that's because they are not willing to expand themselves to hold space for more, which then would result in more money coming in. So this energy seeks expansion, it's a very, very powerful principle, because one, it calls forward, what am I being an expansion for? Am I going to be an expansion of things that don't work in the world? Or am I going to be a conscious expansion of what I want to see more? Forgiveness, compassion, love, power, right? Like so many people have such a misconstrued concept of power, because they've only witnessed power that is power over, that is anger, that is certain energy, like maybe even loudness. And they'll be like, oh, I don't want to be like that. But that's not power. That's force. That's force. Power is, and I don't need to go deeper into it, but power is a creative way of being. So a lot of people will shrink from that too. Like, I don't want any more power. I don't want to be responsible for anymore. But then they ask for more. So like out loud, they'll say, oh, I really want this kind of experience. But then their internal conversation is, oh, but I don't want to be responsible for anymore. Or, oh, but I don't want, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to have any more to be responsible for. Or I don't want to do all of that. Like whatever conversation we are in, like we request more, we want more, but our internal conversation is, but it has to be a certain way, but no more than this, but I'm not willing to expand who I am, take up more space, be more visible, be responsible for results in a whole new way. And that makes us feel overwhelmed. So sacred leadership principle number six, energy seeks expansion, and I allow it to flow through me and expand to be an ever bigger space for it. I keep continuing to expand and grow and grow and grow and grow. There is no end and no limit. There is no, oh, when this happens, then I can finally rest. We rest along the way. And I am very palpably experiencing it in myself right now. Like, I'm like, oh, when I'm done with these three trainings, then I can take a rest. Yes, I can look at on the day in my schedule and make sure that I have space to rest because I get to. But it's not this rest forever. It's rest for that day or maybe 2 days or whatever I need. And then I am back in the game. And what is on my schedule for the weeks and the months coming? I don't look at the weeks and the months coming and get overwhelmed by it. I look at the step to step and then make sure that I also have scheduled opportunities to have the things that I want to do, things I love to do, things that nourish me, things that give me space to replenish my energy. And I have that so I can constantly evermore expand with the energy that wants to flow through me, especially as a sacred leader. So to recap, principle number four, every problem comes with its unique solution, and sacred leadership is a commitment to redesign so that the solution can become apparent. Sacred leaders choose to be the calm in the storm and stand for all to see the gift in any situation. Number six, energy seeks expansion. I allow it to flow through me and expand to be an ever bigger space for it. Enjoy it. If you have anything to share about any of the principles, especially the three I just shared, please come in the box. So if you have any questions, if something isn't clear or if it's rubbing up against something and not sitting with you totally clear and you don't feel empowered and expanded by it, do share in Voxer so we can clean it up, and perhaps somebody else is feeling the same way or they don't realize they do. And by you sharing, it opens up a new possibility for them. Have an amazing rest of the day whenever you are listening to this, and we will continue with the principles on our next call.